So, Todd, what did you make of that performance this evening?
Yeah, I got to say, we knew it was always going to be tough coming up against the league champions. We certainly prepared for it all week, and I wasn't disappointed by the effort. I thought it was one of the best games that had been played in this building all season. It was unfortunate that we let one slip there with 34 seconds left, but I'm pretty pleased with the overall performance, and there's a lot of hockey to be left to be played. If we can come in with a similar performance tomorrow in Sheffield, it's going to be interesting.
Mentally and physically, is this hockey club, this group of players, are they able to put in that level of performance for six periods in a row?
Well, I hope so, because if they don't, it's their last three periods of the season, you know. So we're going to lay it on the line. I think that we've had some questions of consistency this year and a little bit of effort, but certainly the Belfast game, the result didn't go our way, but they played good. The Brayhead game, we played very good, and tonight, I really thought we played excellent. I thought we played an excellent hockey game. There'll be some tired bodies, but I looked down the bench on the other side there, and I think there were some tired bodies on that bench as well. So we'll see, but I certainly think that the guys are up for it, certainly by their attitude after they came in the room.
What was the most pleasing aspect of the performance for you?
I think that we managed to reset mentally a couple times. We got scrambly, certainly in that second period. We were down a goal and managed to tie it up. I think that gives them heart. If we would have not tied that game up and gone down, say, 3-1 or even 2-1, sometimes that's a mental hurdle that's tough to get over, but they know that they can come back and tie a hockey game against this club, or they feel they can now. So we'll just, it's little baby steps, and we'll build on that. We'll just get these guys to go through their regular routine, get a good meal in them here before we head down to Sheffield, and just keep that level of mental and physical effort up for another hockey game, and we'll see where we end up.
How good does it feel that the tie is still very much in the balance and you're not having to go down to Sheffield with the scoreline being lopsided?
You definitely don't want to be in that position, and it's one of the hardest things to do if you're going into a hockey game, if you're down 6-1 or something like that. But it looks like most of the games around the league are all in the balance. Looks like it's going to be an interesting Sunday. There's going to be four teams missing out, and I don't know if you can pick the four teams just right now.
I suppose, does this highlight that in some respects it'd be lovely, wouldn't it, if the playoffs were just that tiny little bit longer? If there was one more weekend you could throw in to have a little round robin or find an extra game or two to be able to get the teams through.
Absolutely, and I think that, and for us, just from a personal or maybe from a selfish standpoint, we definitely left it late, and we didn't. I touched on our inconsistency, but we have been playing really good hockey. And for me, when I see the guys go out and play like that, I do want the season extended. Mm. And you do want to continue to see these guys play. We've always kind of believed in these guys, and we stuck with this lineup certainly at the deadline and throughout the season. And they've shown that they can produce magic moments. Are they up against it tomorrow in Sheffield? Yeah, the league champions. But I never write this team off just yet. They seem to be able to come up with a good performance when it's required.